The setting was Jerusalem, where thousands had come to celebrate the Jewish Passover. As they were gathering, word spread that Jesus was on his way. Jesus, this one proclaimed by many to be the long-awaited Messiah, the Son of the living God. They took palm branches and ran to greet him, shouting, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." On the day of the Passover feast, Jesus gathered his disciples together to share this holy time. Following the meal, Jesus told them of difficult hours which were soon to come. He shared of betrayal and rejection, which would emerge even within the intimate circle of friends. Confused, yet determined to affirm their commitment, the disciples followed Jesus to a place called Gethsemane. Going a bit further in order to be alone, Jesus fell to the ground in anguish and prayed.
Oh,
how quickly the Hosanna had turned to shouts of "Crucify him!" Rejected, betrayed, and now sentenced to die, Jesus was nailed to a cross between two common criminals. The Good Shepherd had truly become the sacrificial lamb. It was about the sixth hour, and darkness came over the whole land. Jesus shouted in a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." After he said this, he died. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. Suddenly, there was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and rolled back the stone. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes white as snow.
Jesus, my Lord.
The angel said, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said."
Great job.